1490 AM.
For CJLL News, I'm Michael Morilatos. Israel is continuing its offensive attacks against the Gaza Strip. 436 people were killed in Gaza after aerial assaults Monday morning, and Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 5,087 people since October 7th, with another 14,245 people wounded. The bombings of Gaza have also demolished neighborhoods, including mosques and schools. The Israeli Defense Forces have also been amassing troops near the border in preparation for potential ground operations in the Gaza Strip. The Canadian Hockey League has restated its position to allow players to support outside causes and organizations. CHL President Dan McKenzie sent an email out encouraging teams to continue wearing special jerseys during pregame warm-ups and during games to raise awareness for undeserved or unrepresented groups. This comes off the NHL's decision to ban the use of themed equipment. The Parti Québécois unveiled a new budget for a theoretical independent Quebec attempting to demonstrate its financial feasibility. The so-called Year 1 budget incorporates both revenue and spending projections for the first year. It is the first time the party has issued such a document since 2005, when it was delivered by then-PQ member and current Quebec Premier François Legault. The party currently has 4 legislative members in the 125-seat National Assembly. To hear more and to learn more about the news team, visit cjll.com/news.
Hello, and welcome to Cadenza Montreal here on CJLO 1690. This is the very first episode. I am Stephanie Manning, and this is going to be a space for classical music and for interviews. Fortunately, don't have an interview for you today, but I have a great playlist lined up of classical music for this hour. A bit of a background on myself. I am a graduate diploma journalism student here at Concordia, and I've been a classical musician for a long time. I have played many instruments over the years, but my primary instrument is the bassoon. I just graduated with my degree in bassoon performance from Oberlin Conservatory in Oberlin, Ohio. Shout out to them. So I thought for this first piece, I would, have to start with a bassoon piece. It's a classic. And this one is one that I've played before. It is Gabrielle Pierné's Solo de Concert for Bassoon and Piano. The recording I've picked out is Christopher Millard bassoon with Kenneth Broadway piano. So let's take a listen to that. Sorry, one second, I believe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CJLO 1690. Hello and welcome back to CJLO 1690 on this is Cadenza Montreal. Sorry for the delay earlier and the technical difficulties. We will be moving on to the clarinet quintet in Brahms' clarinet quintet in B minor. This is the third movement, Andantino.
Thank you. At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
State ascoltando a CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello and welcome back once again to Cadenza Montreal. For real this time. Apologies for the technical difficulties earlier. So to explain the two pieces that we've just heard earlier, I was planning on explaining them before, but now that we've heard them, let's talk about why I've played them. So that first piece was Gabriel Pierné's solo de concert for bassoon and piano, and Christopher Millard, the bassoonist, was principal of the National Arts Center Orchestra for 18 seasons before he retired last year. That album is called Mélange. It's made up of entirely French music for the bassoon and piano, of which there is a surprising amount of. There's one piece that I played that's not on that album called Premier Solo by Eugene Bordeaux. That's also one of my favorites. Then we turned closer to home with some selections that are related to upcoming concerts here in Montreal. So that movement you heard from the Brahms Clarinet Quintet in B minor, the third movement Andante, that was clarinetist Anthony McGill and the Pacifica Quartet. This piece you can hear tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Salle Bourgie. This is the concert hall that is attached to the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. French clarinetist Pierre Genisson and a string quartet from the Orchestra Metropolitain will be performing that work along with two others. Genisson has a new recording coming out actually next week with the called Mozart 1791 with the orchestra called Concerto Kern. It's going to have selections from Mozart operas and of course the clarinet concerto in A major. So that should be an interesting listen. The next one I have on the docket is Felix Mendelssohn's Concerto for Violin and String Orchestra. This is again related to a upcoming concert at Salle Bourgie, this one on Friday, October 20th at 7:30. This is the group called Les Violons du Roi, the King's Violins, and will be led by violinist Anthony Marwood, who will be both violinist and director. I tried to get him for an interview this week, but unfortunately he was too busy. However, we do have a recording of the third movement of this piece, the third movement Allegro, from the Orchestra Metropolitain, so local Canadian orchestra. This is violinist Angèle Dubois, and the recording is from 1997. So let us take a listen. Welcome back. That was the Mendelssohn Concerto for Violin and String Orchestra, the third movement Allegro. Again, that was violinist Angèle Dubois and the Orchestra Metropolitan. Turning now to a piece from another upcoming program. This is a group that I didn't know about until recently. They're called the SMAM, or Studio de Musique Ancienne de Montréal. They have a concert next Wednesday, October 25th at 7:30 at the Collège de Montréal. It's a program of Handel's 9 German arias and will feature soprano Marie Magistri. So this recording I've chosen is the first of the 9 arias called Kunfer Zeiten Eitler Kuma. And this is soprano Monica Mosch in the L'Arpa Festarte. Let's take a listen. That was George Frideric Handel's, one of his 9 German arias. Again, that was soprano Monica Mauch in the L'Arpa Festante. Next up, we've talked a lot about the Orchestra Metropolitan so far, but in terms of the other large orchestra in Montreal, the Orchestra Symphonique de Montréal, or OSM, it's a bit of a slow week for them in terms of their main season, but next week they will return to the Maison Symphonique with a program featuring concertmaster violinist Andrew Wan with Beethoven's Violin Concerto. You'll hear Andrew Wan and the OSM in this next recording, which is under the direction of conductor Kent Nagano. I thought this piece would be appropriate seeing as Halloween is approaching. It's Camille Saint-Saëns' Danse Macabre. And for those who don't know, this piece tells the story of death appearing at midnight on Halloween, calling forth the skeletons to dance for him until the cockerel crows at dawn. And if you listen closely, you can hear the xylophones and marimba that are supposed to symbolize the bones themselves dancing. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. Dear Concordians, the pandemic has made it difficult to connect and take the time to care for ourselves. Do you want someone to listen to your concerns? Someone to study or dance with, or even a running or yoga partner? Check out the Zendens. The Zendens offer free peer support and active listening services, the experience program to connect with others and help build the mind-body connection, and workshops run by trained students and wellness professionals for enhanced wellness. To learn more about our schedule and services, check out concordia.ca/Zendens or follow us on social media at CU Student Experience.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than...
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts Remy
and Danny.
Bueno, 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 están escuchando la radio de Concordia CJLO, así que no se me vayan.
Welcome back to CJLO 1690, and this is Cadenza Montreal. Before the ad break, we heard Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns. The recording was violinist Andrew Wan and the Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal. I was hoping today that we'd have time to play one of my favorite wind ensemble pieces. It is called Angels in the Architecture by Frank Ticelli. Fortunately, at 14 minutes in its entirety, I think that I am just about out of time to play it today, but perhaps in a future episode. But I did have another piece that is for wind ensemble that I just found, and I don't know too much about this recording, but it is the Czech Philharmonic Wind Ensemble's new CD called Twisted Skyscrape, and they have a overture for woodwinds by Philip Spark. I love wind ensemble music, to be honest. I grew up in the wind band tradition, and studying in conservatory, woodwind players will have differing opinions on what wind band music means to them, whether it should stay in their high school days, or they're interested in hearing it more, or they just want to focus on orchestra. There are all sorts of opinions. But I do love returning to wind band music from time to time, so I was intrigued by hearing this piece last night. This is the Overture for Woodwinds by Philip Spark.
Thank you.
That was Overture for Woodwinds by Philip Spark, performed by the Czech Philharmonic Wind Ensemble. This is off their new album, Twisted Skyscrape. Very interesting find for me. That's about all the time we have today. I will leave you with one more piece. This is by Seraph Brass. They are an all-female brass quintet, which I think is just they are just such a fantastic group, and they recently had a masterclass in performance at my alma mater, Oberlin Conservatory in Ohio. Needless to say, I was very jealous. I wish I could have gone to that performance myself. I certainly would have if this was last year and I was still a student. Again, they are a fantastic group, and the fact that they are all female is quite important, especially for brass players, in which the representation of women is very low. You see in horn playing, women have come to the forefront in some principal positions, but instruments like tuba, trombone, trumpet, there's a long way to go. So before I let the show play out with this selection, thank you for tuning in to the first edition of Cadenza Montreal. I won't be live this time next week, but rest assured there will still be classical music during this hour. The details of those I have yet to be determined. But this is from Seraph Brass's album called Asteria from 2018, and the piece is called Go by Anthony DiLorenzo. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Thank you. CJLO is celebrating 25 years of radioactivity with our annual funding drive. That's right, we've got 2 weeks of awesome programming lined up for you and tons of prizes for those who choose to donate over at cjlofundingdrive.com.
Radio has always been a special part of my life, and I love the fact that this station lets us hand that down to other people and let them experience the joys of getting on the air or getting something done audio-wise, and for that, we need money. So donate. That's the name of the game. Go over to cjlofundingdrive.com right now.